And as we looked at the gospel and reminded ourselves that Christ died and rose again, was buried and rose again according to the scriptures, so you don't have to miss who is he born, King of the Jews. It's the one who's been crucified according to the scriptures. What is it? 1 trillion to 1, the odds of it being fulfilled, of all of those fulfillments, perfectly impossible. God did that for us, to know him in a wonderful way. It's good news. We have a lot of bad news. We have all kinds of human news. It comes every day in one form or another, and we listen to it, and we have to live with it, and we work in it and around it and through it. That's what we do. But all the time, we have all that's going on in our mind and heart. God, in the believing heart, is good news. Because all that God has in mind for everyone he created, you know that, Ephesians 2:10 and that, God has a wonderful plan for every human being that he ever had come to birth. He has a wonderful plan for them. That's why he brought them into the world, to know him and to be able to enjoy him and to fulfill his wonderful plan in his great painting, as it were, a canvas that's going to see and show his wonderful saving grace to save what? Whosoever's. That's us guys. Whosoever's. We're nobody's. Why should we have such privilege? We don't deserve it. Never. No. God's doing it. The people that should believe, that should know, don't. John chapter 1, verse 12, 10, 11, and 12. He came unto his own received him not. They rejected and crucified him. And God turned around and said, whosoever would believe. So, what do we find? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's you, if you believe, are you a whosoever, then you qualify. You qualify for the benefit of the gift. Christmas isn't about us. We have a lot of things going, and we need to have it for the economy, etc. But in the process, it's God giving himself. God is the gift to you and me. Christ died to give himself. He is the gift. It isn't a gift we're going to get something and open it. No. He himself is the gift of eternal life, a unique, permanent, eternal relationship to Almighty God that never ends, to enjoy his awesomeness forever. He created us. We aren't like an animal, ants, animals, deers, butterflies, they all die. But we don't die. Our body stops, and we have to put that away. But the person inside here, that's us guys. That's us. We don't die. God meant to save us. And if we don't get saved, it doesn't come out too good. So God, what have you done in your marvelous grace? You've gone and given us yourself, that we could know you in a very personal, wonderful way. And if we could try to say 1,000 things in 1,000 ways. But God, the simplest thing, the most easy thing, most easy, is one. What can you do to convince me that you are who you are and you mean what you mean? Believe me, he said. Just believe me. and you'll know. It isn't complicated. Give me credit. Give me at least what you do others. Like 1 John 5:10, you believe other people, you believe the news, you believe all kinds of things. Why can't you believe me? You see, you have to give him credit. You got to believe him. And when you believe him, as simple as that, we shared it the other day, you know all these things. If I was had to be in trouble, and I was with a bunch of little kids, children, even one of them, and the little kid, boy or girl, believed and looked to God. They don't know anything, but they believe, and they honor him, and God loves them. If I was in trouble, I want that little boy, little girl on my side. I'm going to stand with them. They're safer than standing with all the bishops and everyone else in all this world. I'm safer with that little boy who's believing. And that's what God's looking for. He isn't looking for your complexity of your brain, your IQ, what you know. Whatever we think we know, we don't know. And when we know everything, we die and become dust. So we're all looking at the world and humans and what all the humans have done all over the world, the Egyptian pharaohs, the Caesars, all of them. Where are we? They're dust. Their buildings are dust. Their history is dust. And we're going to be dust. And we're stupid, not you, I was going to say stupid. We're stupid enough to be trusting us humans instead of trusting God. We're foolish going by, well, this guy said, I don't care. God bless that guy. It isn't what that guy said. It's what did God say. And that's what you're resting in. That's your power. That's your safety in this dire age. Day that's darkening and getting darker. There's good news. Good news. No matter what you tell me of your life, with all your problems and all your needs, God in Christ is good news. No matter what you're facing, you just have to believe in. God said, I'll take care of it. You trust me, and I'll outwork my wonderful plan for your life if you just get out of the way and honor me. Does that make sense?